This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Preparations are in full swing for the swearing-in ceremony of the new government at the centre tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu has invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form a new government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow at 7:15 p.m. The President will be administering the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Modi and the members of Union Council of Ministers. Mr. Modi met President Draupadi Murmu yesterday and staked claim to form a new government. Earlier, an NDA delegation led by BJP President J.P. Nadda also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Mr. Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP Parliamentary Party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Speaking outside the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi stated that the NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. He said the President has appointed him as the Prime Minister-designate and he has informed her that they are comfortable with the swearing-in ceremony being held on Sunday evening. Mr. Modi said people have given the NDA government one more chance and this 18th Lok Sabha is a house of new and youthful energy. He said his government will fulfill the hopes and aspirations of the people of the country. The Prime Minister-designate said that the stable government will prove beneficial for India and its economy as well as the youth. He assured the nation that his government will not leave any stone unturned to develop the nation at a fast pace. The visit of the leaders to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his third consecutive term is in keeping with the highest priority accorded by India to its neighbourhood first policy and the security and growth for all in the region Sagar vision. Mr. Narendra Modi will take oath as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The BJP-led NDA has won 293 seats in the Lok Sabha elections and enjoys majority in 543 members' house. Delhi police has taken stringent measures to ensure safety and security during the event. It has prohibited flying of subconventional aerial platforms including paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles and hot air balloons over Delhi during the swearing-in ceremony. The ban will remain in force for the next 2 days. Our correspondent reports that several leaders from neighboring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi, who is set to become the Prime Minister for a third consecutive time. Leaders from India's neighboringhood and Indian Ocean region will attend the ceremony as distinguished guests. Leaders have started arriving for the swearing-in ceremony. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina arrived in New Delhi this afternoon. The External Affairs Ministry said that Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremesinghe, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Vice President of Seychelles Ahmed Afif, Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravin Kumar Jugnauth, Prime Minister of Nepal Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Thobgye will attend the ceremony. The leaders will also attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. The Election Commission has decided to accept applications from political parties seeking allotment of a common symbol for a general election to the Legislative Assembly of Jammu and Kashmir with immediate effect. The Supreme Court had directed the poll panel last December to hold the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir by 30th September this year. Registered unrecognized parties have to apply for common symbol to field candidates for polls. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the passing away of prominent media personality and founder of Inadu Group, Ramoji Rao. He passed away in Hyderabad this morning. He was 87. In a social media post, the President said that with the demise of Mr. Rao, India has lost a titan of the media and entertainment sector. An innovative entrepreneur, President Murmu said that Mr. Rao pioneered a number of ventures including the Inadu newspaper, ETV News Network and Ramoji Film City. Mr. Modi said that Mr. Rao was a visionary who revolutionized Indian media. He said that his rich contributions have left an indelible mark on journalism and the world of films. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.